can't sleep. Because I want to keep on staring at your cute face. And I can't exactly do that with my eyes closed. Unless I, like, dry your face on the insides of my eyelids or something. Which is actually an enticing idea now that I think about it. But seriously, how is Master so cute? Master is cuter than me, and I'm a cat girl. And how can anything be cuter than a cat girl? You really are a work of art. Think I'm wrong? Sorry, Master, but I'm a cat girl. So that makes me an authority on cuteness. I know my stuff. Lots of different stuff, actually. Like how much I love you, for one. I love you so much. And then, everywhere we go, I conquer the land in your name. I use my forces to silence all who would oppose or criticize you as I recreate the world in your image. I use the labor of the people to erect statues and monuments to your greatness upon the rotting corpses of your foolish foes. But those are all just cute little dreams. I would never do that in real life. Unless you want me to, Master? Would you like that? Would you, Master? Okay, Master. That's what I thought. Just checking. But, let me know if you change your mind. But, you know, your cuteness isn't actually the only thing keeping me up. Although, it is the main culprit. Well, there's also the caffeine. But that's not what I'm getting at here. Which I can't be held accountable for, by the way. You're the one who didn't hide it well enough from me. Anyway, what I mean to say is that you're the best master I could ever ask for. You're a lovely master, if I may say so, which I assume I can, because I'm too cute to say no to. You're a ridiculously patient and tolerating master. I know I can be very difficult at times. I know it's difficult to put up with me, with all the things I do. Like when I watch you sleep, or make little good luck charms out of your hair, or hiss at the other cat girls. I mean, screw them. But I know it's something you put up with. So, thank you. But the point I'm getting at here is that you're the most precious and wonderful thing that has ever existed. And I'm just me. I'm just Callie. I don't think I'm worthy of you. Even if I devoted all my 9 lives to you, which I very much intend to do, I could not possibly be worthy of you. I know this is usually the part where I act like a cheeky little brat and say, I deserve you, because I'm so cute, or something like that. But there's a limit to that kind of talk. In fact, if you didn't call me cute, I wouldn't think of myself that way at all. So, even though I'm just me, will you always be my master? Now and forever? I love you. I will love you forever. And more than anything else in this world, I want to be loved by you forever. I want you to love me. I want you to hold me. I want you to hug me and laugh with me and fawn over me and lavish me with attention. I want to make memories with you, and I don't want to stop making memories. Will you still be my master in a year? 3 years? 5? 10? Do you really mean that? Are you just saying that? Or are you just giving me false hope so you don't have to break my heart right away? I would do anything to stay as your pet. I would give you the heads of my own parents. You're the only family I need. You're the only family I have. You have given me everything. A home, a life, a hope for the future. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you were trying to sleep, and now I'm saying all of these things. But I'm always thinking these things, and it eats away at me, little by little. And I try to hold it in, because I don't want to annoy you. I'm your pet. You feed me, clothe me, and give me the only love I've ever known. I shouldn't annoy you, Master. It's the least I can do. I know it must be a bother dealing with my anxieties. But I have to know. Do you mean it when you say I love hearing you say that. But I don't know why hearing it once just isn't enough for me. You're always so good to me. And still, I'm always so full of so much doubt. What could I do to make you want to keep me more? Should I kneel at your side night and day in case you need anything? I'm not not sure what I could offer, though. Maybe purring. If you say so. Hey, Master. Part of me has been worrying. Are you a dog kind of person? Do you prefer dog girls? If you do, I can change. If that make you want to keep me, I could bark at random noises or chase my tail like an idiot if you'd prefer. Just like a dog girl. Would that help? I do it for you. I do anything, Master. Anything at all. I do anything for you. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so happy you prefer cat girls. Let me tell you, I really wasn't looking forward to drinking toilet water like those mutts out there. So, since you prefer cat girls, do you prefer me? Am I your favorite cat girl? Do you mean that? Really, really? Really, really, really? Even though Snowball next door makes cuter meowing noises. Even though Whiskers down the street has softer fur. Okay, Master. I believe you. I believe you, so I don't know why I still feel so uneasy. Since you prefer me over Snowball and Whiskers, maybe I'll start being nicer to them. Maybe. I'll think about it. They still need to apologize to me for staring at you too much. You're my master. Mine. I did the thing where I rubbed my side against your legs. That makes you mine. Those are cat girl rules. They know that. And they still stare at you so much. The audacity. The disrespect. The lack of shame. I've marked you as my territory. And they still don't get it. Maybe I need to put skulls on spikes in the yard. Maybe that sent them the message. It's a good thing for those girls, they have 9 lives. They're gonna need as many as they can get when they provoke me like that. Wait, why are you laughing? I'm serious. This is a very serious case of encroachment. I don't think Master understands the gravity of the situation. Fine. Maybe it was a bit of an absurd response. Just a little. Master is lucky his laughter is so calming to me. It keeps me from using my claws, even against cat girls who really deserve their sting. Master, would you like me more if I was more peaceful to Snowball and Whiskers? Fine. I won't promise I'll do it because that's a very tall order. But I promise I'll try. Because I'm a good girl. Not a good girl like a dog, though. Because, ew. But a good girl, like a cat girl. I'm a good kitty. Even if I made myself your phone background while you were sleeping. But other than that, and some other things. But other than that, I'm a good kitty. And good kitties deserve rewards. Don't worry, Master. I'll save you the trouble of racking your brain for what to get me. Since I'm such a wonderful and lovable pet, I'll offer you my guidance. You're welcome to pet me. Please? Now. Thank you, Master. You always know how to brighten my day. Well, I guess it's night, actually. But still, I love it when you pet me like this. You make me a very, very happy pet. You're the best master in the world. Is there a competition for cat girl masters? You would definitely win it. But I'm not sure if I'd want you to enter it. You're my master. Mine. If there was a competition, I'm sure there'd be an audience, and there's no need for so many eyes to be on you. It's enough for me to watch you. And besides, even without a formal competition, I already know without a shred of doubt you're the best master in the entire world. So, I hope I can be the best cat girl in the world for you. Then you'd be sure to keep me around. I don't know what I'd do without you. What sorry excuse for a life would I have then? Who would I have to love? No one can replace you. You're the only one who's special to me. The only one who can even be special to me. You're my master, my one and only. My master, mine. I want to tell you that again and again and again until my voice goes out, that you're mine. I think I just might. You look like you're getting sleepy, though. Don't let me keep you up just because I'm thinking out loud. Go ahead, get some sleep. Sweet dreams.